Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And authorities in Huron County are investigating a single-vehicle rollover crash that happened late Wednesday night on Pigeon Road in Wensner Township. The Huron County Sheriff's Office reports the crash occurred at 9:41 p.m. on February 6, 2026, as a westbound Honda Civic left the icy, unlit roadway and ran off the side road of Pigeon Road near Section 28 of Wensner Township. The vehicle entered the ditch, struck the embankment, and overturned before coming to a rest on its roof. The driver told deputies they lost control on the slick roadway and could not regain control before the crash. Two occupants were transported to Shure Ambulance, or by Shure Ambulance to Shure Hospital for evaluation, while a third occupant refused medical treatment at the scene. All were using shoulder and lap belts. Deputies say the Civic sustained disabling damage and was towed from the ditch by Oak Beach Auto. Assisting at the scene were Wensner Township Fire Department, Shure Ambulance, Elkton Police Department, and Oak Beach Auto. And Huron County deputies responded Friday morning, February 6th, to a single-vehicle crash in Sebring Township. It happened around 9:13 a.m. on Unionville Road near Beck Road. A 56-year-old Bay City man in a 2006 black Dodge pickup was headed northeast when the driver hit an icy patch, lost control, and slid off the right side of the road. The truck struck a mailbox, causing minor damage. No injuries were reported, and the pickup was privately owned. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is rolling out a new plan aimed at saving residents money, and that includes a proposed sales tax holiday for school supplies. Under her latest budget plan, the Saving Michiganders Money Plan, Whitmer wants to make shopping for back-to-school items like clothes, classroom materials, and even computers tax-free for a limited time, both online and in stores. The plan also focuses on helping seniors and families. Whitmer's office says it completes the rollback of the retirement tax, eliminates state taxes on Social Security, and offers property tax relief for more than 350,000 seniors, a rebate worth about 10% of their bill. Families would continue to see an expanded working families tax credit and free pre-K for all, saving thousands each year. The plan also calls for permanently free school meals and tuition-free community college for every Michigan high school graduate. For workers, Whitmer is pushing to end state taxes on tips and overtime, promising hundreds of dollars in annual savings. When we come back from this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you ready for spring mowing? You will be with a trip to Tri-County Equipment. Save big during Tri-County Equipment's hot February mower deals. That's right. Looking for a low-price rider mower? Get $300 off the John Deere X300 riding mower. Save an extra $500 off the X500 rider and $500 off the comfortable John Deere Z500 zero-turn mower. The X700 rider mower now comes with $700 extra savings. So now's the time to head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment John Deere location and look over the selection and savings for February. Then when spring comes, you'll be ready to mow. Offers available through February 28th, 2026 only. See store for details.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local Johnny dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, Clear Labels Act introduced in Senate. A bipartisan group of senators has introduced a Clear Labels Act aimed at overhauling how prescription medication information is presented to consumers. The bill seeks to standardize font sizes and simplify medical jargon on bottle labels Supporters argue the bill will reduce medication errors among the elderly. If passed, the legislation would require the FDA to enforce these new labeling standards within 2 years. And in our international news in Venezuela, Maduro ally kidnapped after prison release. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado reported that a close ally was kidnapped by heavily armed men just hours after being released from prison. The incident has cast a shadow over recent attempts at political reconciliation in Caracas. The Venezuelan government has not commented on the whereabouts of the politician. The opposition claims this is a tactic to intimidate those who continue to challenge the current administration. And we have just one obituary to report for this hour. Mathilda Kathleen Bukowski Patrika, also known as Tilly, passed away Friday, February 6, 2026, at Courtney Manor Nursing Center of Bad Axe. She was born April 30th, 1923, in Ubley, Michigan. Tilly and Art Patrika were united in marriage on October 14th, 1944. She is survived by her sons, Gerald, Eugene, Daniel, Brian, three daughters, Carolyn, Rita, and Nancy, 15 grandchildren, and 29 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Tilly will be Tuesday, February 10th, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph Church in Rapson of the St. Hubert Parish. Visitation on Tuesday will be at the church beginning at 9:30 a.m. until the time of services at 11:30 a.m. Burial will take place at a later date. Memorials may be given to the donor's choice. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com.